So this is what I think the philosophy and the advantages of doing our master's, which again, as I said to you, I'm just using it as an example. We build on the curriculum. There's no doubt that the college has done a tremendous job. The associations have joined together and the curriculum is excellent. But the delivery of the curriculum is the problem. So we have looked at what a specialist coloproctologist or a specialist breast surgeon, oncoplastic breast surgeon, needs to understand, know, in terms of their syllabus, theory, learning outcomes, and we are very, very keen on in-depth knowledge. I think one of the problems of the guidelines are that people stop reading beyond the guidelines, and I think it's a very, very serious concern, and I'm quite excited to see the forum discussion we have with our trainees digging back into the really relevant evidence-based literature critiquing and bringing them into MDD discussion. So it's quite fascinating. We are looking at assessment of skills also. We are not going to reinvent the wheel in terms of PBAs, etc., but we expect our trainees to be working in jobs where they will show evidence of PBA assessment and pass. So, but we have laid on some extra mentorship for these trainees so that they can augment their training experience. One of the most interesting aspects of this program is the decision-making side of it. We've started using a tool called the Script Concordance Test, where it's possible for trainees to be assessed and trained on decision-making. One of the problems that's been a major difficulty is because of the shift patterns, trainees are unable to be in areas where decisions are being made. And therefore, we have put into systems where trainees are having to give decision-making on clinical complex scenarios every week, and their decisions are being tested as against expert faculty decisions. And the faculty does give them the formative feedback as to why the faculty have made decisions. So that we think is an interesting aspect. The other thing is the whole area of the cancer surgeon. The cancer surgeon is an emerging model. The cancer surgeon these days has to be an expert on MDT, understanding the outcomes of national audits, how to deal with outliers, become involved in clinical trials. These are issues that need training. I think most of us have picked this competencies up as we've gone, but I think it is important that we arm, equip, augment our trainees to take on such responsibilities.